正在慢慢响起的是一首灵魂音乐 On the boat to China， 字面意思呢就是慢船去中国，意思就是漫长的旅途。为您挖掘好音乐，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。这首歌曲像是从某个山谷传来的声音，空灵婉转，浅唱低吟，令人沉醉。旋律呢是柔和安静的，后半段小提琴的声音完全将心融化，这样的搭配组合呢让整首歌散发着一种随心所欲的美。柔和温婉又含有着一些忧伤的歌，听着就好像我们真的坐在了一湾小船上，歌声回荡在四周，有一股淡淡的忧愁感，好像有些迷失，路途太遥远，失去了一些东西。一些凄然的提琴音悠悠无言，有一些凄然而心中依然的坚信着。下面的时间让音乐带给你片刻安静。
Well, I was young when I set out, I can hardly remember all the tales that I could tell you if I only could remember. In the fog it is drumming and the new world is coming. All this song I will be humming when the words won't come out. And on a slow boat to China I will be in the sea. When we get there we will see what we'll be. On a slow boat to China I will be. We will see when we get there what we'll be. Now I'm old, I am withered, my beard's long and white.Seen many coral winters on their sleepy arms, and still we go for our fathers, and we go for the lost, and still we go ever on into the coming dark. And on a snow boat in China I will be in the sea. When we get there
美如酒的旋律，美如诗的歌词，这是 On a Boat to China。 欢迎您继续锁定可可听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。接下来的时间让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。
We remember all the tales that I could tell you if I only could remember in the fall.
I was young when I set out, I can hardly remember.
启程时我还年少，回忆模糊。
set out 表示出发开始，还可以表示阐述说明。比如说
She set out the reasons for resignation in a long letter. 她在一封长信里阐明了辞职的原因。Resignation 表示辞职。She set out the reasons for resignation in a long letter. We'll need to set out chairs for the meeting. 这里的 set out 表示摆放、布置。我们要为会议摆好椅子。We'll need to set out chairs for the meeting.This song I will be humming. 我即兴哼出这支小曲。Hum, H-U-M, 表示嗡嗡声。作为动词呢，就表示发出低哼声或者是哼曲子。Hum with, 表示充满什么什么的嗡嗡声。比如说 ,The room was humming with the voices of a large number of guests.屋子里充满了大批客人们嗡嗡的说话声。The room was humming with the voices of a large number of guests. Hum with 还可以表示忙于，相当于 be very busy with something. 比如说 ,The office was really humming with activity. 办公室里真的是一片忙碌的景象。The office was really humming with activity.Now I'm old, I'm weathered, my beard is long and white. 饱经风霜的我不再年轻，鹤骨霜鬓。Weather 表示天气，这个我们都知道。在歌词中呢 ,weather 表示使风化，经受住。比如说 ,The examination was difficult, but I weathered it quite well yet. 考试虽然难，但是呢我还是顺利的通过了。The examination was difficult, but I weathered it quite well yet. 好，下一个例句。Many small firms did not weather the storm of the recession. 许多的小公司没有能够经受住这次经济衰退的风波。Firm 表示公司，经受什么样的风波，我们经常说 weather the storm. Recession 就是经济衰退。这个例句我们再来听一下。Many small firms did not weather the storm of the recession. 接下来的这个短语是 in all weathers, 无论在哪种天气，无论天气好坏。In all weathers, I will go with you. 我要同你一起去，风雨无阻。In all weathers, I will go with you. 接下来要提到一个常用的短语 under the weather, 表示身体不舒服或者是精神不愉快 under the weather.比如说 She's been a bit under the weather recently. 她近来身体不太好。She's been a bit under the weather recently. I'm feeling a little under the weather tonight, so I think I'll go to bed early. 今天晚上我觉得精神有点不好，我要早点去睡。I'm feeling a little under the weather tonight, so I think I'll go to bed early. When we get there, we'll see.I have seen many crawling winters on this sleepy ark. 在这摇摇欲坠的船上，我经历了多少漫长的冬季。Ark, A-R-K, 表示方舟、避难所。Ark, crawl, C-R-A-W-L, 意思是爬行、卑躬屈膝。Crawl, 短语 crawl to 表示巴结、奉承。比如说 ,You should be ashamed of yourself, crawling to the director like that. 你那样巴结董事应该感到羞耻。You should be ashamed of yourself, crawling to the director like that. On a snow boat in China, I will be in the sea. When we get there, we will see what will be. On a snow boat in China,您正收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。今天给大家介绍的歌曲叫做 On a Boat to China。 聆听更多好音乐，请持续关注可可听歌学英语，也邀请大家关注我的新浪微博 DJ Candice 婕妤，好听的音乐将通过微博分享给大家。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。